Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, folks. This is Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 145. And unfortunately, as we've done too many times over the years, we have some very sad news from one of our own. The Big Scary Show is sad to report the passing of haunt actor Gregory Ryan Black, a.k.a. Dr. Makutu, from Sweet Dreams Scare House in Easley, South Carolina, at the all-too-young age of 41. A statement from Sweet Dreams Scare House reads as follows, quote, "Anyone that ever came in contact, even just once, knew what kind of person Ryan was. He never met a stranger, and he loved everyone, and everyone loved him. He's been with us from the very start. He helped nail up our first walls in the beginning of our business journey. Our haunt family will never be the same without him. If you didn't have the pleasure of knowing him, you truly missed out. His absence is going to be very hard for all of us. Please keep us and his family in your thoughts. It's going to be a rough season for us here at Sweet Dreams Scare House, but we will pull through because that's what Ryan would want." Unquote. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Gregory Ryan Black and Sweet Dreams Scare House, and offers up this moment of silence. We now have this update from Transworld. Having your company sponsor part of Transworld's Halloween and Attraction Show, March 21st through the 24th, is a great way to get your brand in front of thousands of interested buyers, and there's something for every budget. Note, all sponsors are listed on HAAshow.com, thanked in the show's printed directory, and on the show's entrance archway. Grab the 2019 sponsorship kit for additional sponsorship opportunities and programs designed to elevate your visibility as a show sponsor amongst the exhibitors at this buyer-packed event. This heightened exposure to your buyer will improve your return on investment from being a part of this year's show. Pick up one of our existing sponsorship opportunities or contact us to design a tailored package to meet your specific needs. Secure your sponsorship today. We are offering these opportunities on a first-come, first-served basis, so call 847-453-4285 and speak to Jennifer Braverman. By securing your sponsorship early, you will immediately begin reaping sponsorship recognition at this year's HAA Show. Get more information at HAAshow.com. We have this news from the Asylum Haunt in Cave Springs, Arkansas. The Asylum Haunted House is excited to announce its Love Hurts Valentine's Haunt. Join us on February 15th and 16th as we set the stage for an amazing Valentine's Day memory. Your future grandchildren will squeal with delight as you tell them about the Valentine's Day that Paw Paw peed himself. We're located at 210 North Main Street in Cave Springs. Tickets will be sold at the ticket office or online at theasylumhauntedhouse.net. We have this update from the Mad Monster Party coming to Charlotte, North Carolina. Don't miss the Captain Spaulding photo op at Mad Monster Party 2019. Sid Haig returns to Mad Monster Party February 22nd through the 24th with a Captain Spaulding photo op in full makeup and costume. Sid will be with us all weekend, but the photo op is Sunday, February 24th only. The photo op takes place at 10 a.m. before the rest of the show opens. Photo ops include a photo with Sid in Spalding makeup and clown suit, Sid's autograph on your printed photo, free. A free digital copy of your photo op. As always, photos with Sid at his table are free. We wanted to give the fans the opportunity to have something extra by offering this unique photo op to all of you. You won't want to miss this. For tickets, hotel, and more, visit madmonster.com. We have this haunt news from Nashville Nightmare Haunted House in Nashville, Tennessee. Do something unexpected this Valentine's weekend. Love Bites, a Valentine's Haunted House, is coming to Nashville Nightmare Haunted House February 15th and 16th. Vampires have taken over Nashville Nightmare this Valentine's. Your mission is simple. With the training and skills from expert vampire hunters, vanquish the creatures that lurk ahead. Only the bravest souls will be able to navigate through this lair of these bloodthirsty monsters. This interactive haunted house experience will make for a Valentine's you'll never forget. Do you have what it takes? Tickets are limited for this special event, so make sure to get yours early. To secure your spot, visit NashvilleNightmare.com for more details. We have this from the Cutting Edge Haunted House in Fort Worth, Texas. For the ultimate romantic evening this Valentine's Day, complete with candlelight, roses, and zombies, Cutting Edge Haunted House presents Twisted Love, a night of hair-raising, spine-tingling terror. Guests will negotiate the treacherous hallways, dodging jealous, lovelorn zombies and bloodthirsty ghouls bearing roses, chocolates, and chainsaws. Nothing says I love you like a blood-curdling scream. Get more information at cuttingedgehauntedhouse.com. Have a little convention news with this update from Days of the Dead coming to Las Vegas. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Matthew Lillard to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Las Vegas, happening June 7th through the 9th at the Plaza Hotel. An actor that exhibits range in both the films he stars in as well as the characters he plays, Lillard has appeared in such films as Hackers, Scooby-Doo, SLC Punk, and most recently the revival of David Lynch's Twin Peaks. He's perhaps best known to horror fans for his role as Stu Macher in Wes Craven's Scream. For more info and to purchase tickets for the show, visit daysofthedead.com. We have this update from HauntCon. We're missing HauntCon 2019 so much we can't help but think to the future. So be sure to save the dates for HauntCon 2020, January 17th through the 19th, as we return to New Orleans and, just confirmed, HauntCon is coming to Dallas, Texas, January 21st through the 24th, 2021. Keep up with all those updates at HauntCon.com. We have this news from Fright Maze Productions in Merritt Island, Florida. Fright Maze Productions is honoring the darker side of love by presenting a special Valentine's haunted attraction on February 15th and 16th. For more information, visit facebook.com/FrightMazeProductions1. That's the number one. We have this news from the Hysterium Haunted House in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hysterium asks, tired of chocolate, flowers, and jewelry? Well, look no further. This year, unlike last year, there's plenty of frights to go around for those looking for a little something different from Valentine's Day. A little terror never hurt anyone, and it's been said that fear is a good aphrodisiac, or so I'm told. So if it's a dose of terror and the macabre that gets your blood pumping, 2019 is looking like a good as time as any to get out there and get your scare on. As they say, love can make you weak in the knees, but it can also make you do unspeakable things. Just how far are the residents and staff at Hysterium Haunted Asylum going to take things? Well, they all got dumped by their significant others the day before Valentine's Day, so they're pretty ornery and out to make your night sorrowful too. For those that don't like the sappy stuff on Valentine's, then picture your ex as one of the bloody props in our graveyard, or one of the crazy monsters locked in our insane asylum or padded room. Or just feel free to come scream your head off for 30 minutes and get it out of your system. Regardless of your relationship status, Hysterium Haunted Asylum aims to offer something different to do this Valentine's weekend. This year's Valentine event, Psycho Valentine, Love is in the Scare, will run on Saturday, February 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Get more info at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Hysterium Fort Wayne. That's F.T. Wayne. We have this news from the All Saints Lunatic Asylum in Apple Valley, California. Valentine's, the most amorous time of the year at the asylum. Try as they might, the staff have no control over the antics inside. Explore the asylum in a whole new light. No light. For three nights only, February 14th, 15th, and 16th from 7 to 10 p.m., located at 22521 Shawnee Road in Apple Valley, tickets are only $13. Get more information at facebook.com/All Saints Lunatic Asylum. We have this news from the Wisconsin Scaryland Haunted Attraction in Wanakee, Wisconsin. I hope I pronounced that right. Wisconsin Scaryland presents a Valentine's Day Massacre. This is a one-day special haunt event for Valentine's Day. Bring a few dates or be one of the monster's dates for supper. Yummy. Tickets are $15 online or $19 at the door. Buy them now and get more information at WisconsinScaryland.com. We have this from the Awaken Haunted House in Leslie, Michigan. We can't wait until Halloween, so we decided to bring back our special Valentine's event. On Saturday, February 16th, we will be open for Love Bites. This is the ultimate date night for you and your boil or ghoul, but it gets even better. On this night, we will run the entire haunt in total darkness. Yes, total darkness. You'll only have a dim flashlight that we provide to navigate your way through. But wait. Will there be the actors, animatronics, smells, and sounds that Awaken is known for? Oh yes. Everything else will be up and running, so grab your sweetheart, friends, moms, dads, brothers, sisters, neighbors, someone off the street, and head out to Awaken February 16th. You won't want to miss it. Tickets are available for pre-purchase online or at the ticket window of the day of the event. Get more information at facebook.com/Awaken Haunt. And finally, we have this news from Don't Be a Monster's annual charity event happening at Transworld. Don't Be a Monster is excited to announce our fifth annual charity auction at Transworld's Halloween and Attraction Show. Each year, over 100 vendors donate products, services, and gift cards for you to bid on. It's a win-win, you get a great deal, and we get much-needed funding for our program. Don't Be a Monster is a national nonprofit that works with haunted attractions throughout the United States to put on free and low-cost bullying prevention assemblies for students. When you bid on items in our auction, do you know where your money goes? 100% of the proceeds raised from our charity auction goes back into our anti-bullying programs, keeping assemblies free for school. The only way to support Don't Be a Monster is by bidding through our silent auction out of booth 2023. Looking forward to seeing you at the show. During the show, there will also feature items that have no bid, great deals, and other exclusive information. As a reminder, you must be a Transworld attendee to bid on these items in the auction. We have other auctions throughout the year that anyone can bid on, but this is only for Transworld attendees. Thank you for understanding, and thank you for supporting Don't Be a Monster. Get more information at don'tbeamonster.org. That wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about sense to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is February, which means next month is March, and you know what that means. That means Transworld 2019 in St. Louis, Missouri. The eyes of the haunt community are looking to the Golden Gateway City to the west, and there is an awful lot of really, really cool stuff going on this year. This looks to be one of the best Transworlds in years. And of course, who better to talk about Transworld than Jen Braverman, hopefully staying warm in Chicago this very, very frosty winter night. Jen, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely, Jen. You know, we love talking about Transworld. We love having Transworld. I gotta mention, though, last year when we were there in the lobby registering, going through all the cool stuff, you know, looking at the zombies that are posted by the big wall and everything, a lot of people were confused because you had Christmas decorations out, and right after Transworld, the big announcement came that you're pairing up and having a Christmas show attached to Transworld. What gives?
Yes, we are. Actually, the Christmas show is its own show. We just happen to be co-locating it with the Halloween show for this year, and probably years to come if it works out. So we're very, very excited about that. Six Flags is doing our seminar sponsors, so we're excited about that, as well as Oak Island is our premier sponsor for the event. So we feel very fortunate to have such great people surrounding us.
Now, I have never heard of a national Christmas trade show, so this is exciting, and to pair it up with Transworld, you know, one of the big things that's happening now is so many haunted houses are putting on off-season haunts, especially a Christmas haunt. So I could see where this would be a very, very beneficial thing that could benefit both industries.
Yeah, I think it'll be an amazing holiday show. I think it's a natural fit for our show. We've had a bunch of Christmas exhibitors over the years. I think last year we had about seven or eight, and they all do very, very well at the show. So it just seemed like a natural progression to start a Christmas show. There didn't seem to be one, and it seemed to fit a need. A lot of people came to us and asked us if this was something we'd be willing to do, and it seemed to make a lot of sense. So we rented another hall, and it's, you know, it just kind of took on a life of its own. So we're really, really excited to have it. We have great seminars. A lot of people have helped to really create an amazing series. We have CLIPA, which is an organization that helps teach people how to do lighting and be able to hang them on trees and be able to do things on homes. And we're going to have a whole conference with that group as well on Wednesday and Thursday. And we've just been really embraced by the Christmas industry. So I think it's going to be an amazing addition, you know, to our already strong, you know, show that we have.
And let's not forget a couple of years ago when you had the giant Krampus in Transworld. That was certainly one of the hits of the show. And with Krampus being as popular as it is all over the United States, I can't see any negative to having this. But
no, I think it's a natural fit. I really do.
Excellent. So let's talk about Transworld. It's March 21st through the 24th, as I said, in St. Louis. There may be a hotel room or two available somewhere in town. You better go ahead and start checking now. But you're not necessarily starting on Thursday. You've got stuff going on before the show begins itself, correct?
Yeah, so we brought back our speed seminars, which are great. It's an amazing value, and you get a bunch of seminars, you know, to be able to kick off the seminar series during the week, as well as CLIPA. At the same time, for Christmas, we'll be running their conference. So, you know, depending on what you're interested in, if you want to learn about haunt, we've got seminars on Wednesday, and if you want to learn about lighting, we've got seminars as well for you on Wednesday.
Now, will those lighting seminars also be haunt-related, or will it be more, shall we say, Christmas seasonal type?
The seminars that are going to be done by the CLIPA organization for the certification, that's going to be more on lighting. The seminars that will be offered during the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be crossover. So it would be more suited for someone that was in the haunt industry that was looking to add maybe Christmas to their already successful event.
Excellent. And I assume that with a ticket or a badge from Transworld, you do have access to the Christmas show floor and vice versa?
Yes. So there'll be an air wall that'll be in between the fourth and fifth hall. The fourth hall is where you typically see the end of Escape Room City, and then the hall kind of bends, and that's where there'll be a wall kind of opened partially between the two shows. Whatever pass you buy, whether you buy a Christmas pass or whether you buy a Halloween pass, it does get you into both shows. A portion of the Christmas show will be dark in order to showcase the lights and things like that. But overall, the whole hall will be low lighting.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. I look forward to seeing that, and I'm assuming there will be very many Krampuses and spooky elves and, of course, the horrific Santa Clauses and all those terrifying things that we love about Christmas, as well as, of course, our famous dark zone that you have on the main Transworld floor. And you mentioned Escape Room City. I'm assuming that's going to be bigger and better than ever for those who are getting into the escape room business.
Yeah, it definitely will. Everything is, obviously, this will be our biggest show we've ever had with an addition of, you know, about 100,000 square feet. So it's definitely, we'll have a lot of different products there. You know, we've got a lot of great products for haunt. We've got a lot of new exhibitors, so we're really excited for that. And obviously, we've got, you know, Escape Room City like we've always had. And we've got, you know, the addition of the Christmas Hall. So I think there's a little something for everyone this year at the show.
Now, the show is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and half-day Sunday. I understand you have a very special after-hours event that is, shall we say, vampire-themed?
Yeah, we do. We actually have two vampire-themed events this year. We call it the Year of the Vampire. It's kind of a joke. But yes, we've got Vampire Circus, which is almost like a Circus Olay. I mean, it's amazing. We've got... You can watch a video on the website of kind of what it's going to be. It's going to be held in the auditorium at the convention center. It's a beautiful auditorium, so it makes it easy for you guys to be able to enjoy this. So we're really excited to have, you know, this amazing performance done, as well as Thursday night. We've got City Museum. For the first time ever, we've rented it out completely, so you're not going to have to worry about the kids or anything else. It's solely for the attendees of Transworld.
Oh, nice.
So I think that'll be a lot of fun. We've got a DJ, we've got food, you've got the cash bar, and then you've got to be, you know, the whole run of the museum.
Now, for those who do not understand or know what the undescribable City Museum is, can you kind of give a sort of primer for those who just don't know what they're getting into? It is an amazing
I mean,
place.
I think that is actually one of the big tourist destinations in St. Louis, along with Arch. I mean, it's a place where an adult can be a kid. You can put on your gym shoes and you can walk through certain tunnels and certain games and certain mazes, and then you can jump into balls and take these slides. I mean, it's like nothing you've ever seen, and ride in an airplane. There's just so many different aspects of the City Museum. It's a great place to have fun. You put on your gym shoes and you kind of just can blow off some steam after a long day at the show.
Yeah, don't wear heels. I highly recommend everybody just check out City Museum in St. Louis before you go. And just be warned, it's one of the most bizarre places you'll ever visit.
But yeah, it is. It's great. People absolutely love it.
But you said there were two vampire-themed events. You mentioned the first one.
Yeah, and then we've got our Saturday night party that's held at the convention center. And that's themed out, you know, this year. It has a vampire theme. So it's going to be amazing. And that party has DJ, it has food, it people can dress up in costumes. We have an amazing prize. We have a bunch of different prizes, but the grand prize is Gorgolore. He's going to be giving away a $2,500 prop.
Ooh.
So if you're signed up for that, you'll get a chance to win that. I mean, there's just so many great things that are happening at this year's show.
Will there be a Wednesday night kind of reception as there has been in years past? I believe the Holiday Inn.
So what we did Wednesday night is the buyer board is going to host a buyer board social, which will be amazing. So anyone that has questions or just wants to mingle with, you know, and network with some really successful haunted house owners can go there and feel free to ask questions and have a bite to eat. And it's just a really great opportunity and a really relaxed atmosphere to meet with your peers and some other people that, you know, can help get you to the next level. You know, instead of taking their classes, you get a chance to ask some, you know, questions up front. So there's a lot of benefit to being able to come to that social.
As always, everyone has a great time when they go to this. Now, I know so many people talk about this being a buyer's convention. This is where you go network, and this is where you go do your business, and you make your orders and all that stuff. But you have just, you know, over the last few years, it has gotten a lot more, shall we say, social with these, you know, two big parties now, a pre-reception, City Museum. This is turning in quite to be the social event of the haunt calendar season, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the escape room mixer as well that's free to attendees. We've got a Christmas mixer that's free. I mean, there's just a lot of things with the show now. I mean, you're right, Badger. I mean, over the years, we've just kind of done what the people wanted, and people wanted to network. They wanted to go and not only work hard during the day, but have fun at night as well. So it really works out.
It's always a good time to, you know, you walk your 15,000 steps around the trade show floor and then go blow off some steam on Friday night or Saturday night. Always a good time. Can't complain about that.
No, but the other thing too is you've got haunted house tours. So you've got, you know,
that.
A chance on the weekends to be able to see, you know, the darkness, which Larry's always changing things up, you know, as well as being able to see Limp Brewery, like a live show. And, you know, we've got escape rooms. Larry's got his rooms open. Other people have their escape rooms open. There's really something for everyone at the show.
Now, there are other escape rooms in St. Louis, correct? That
yes, there are.
Are they affiliated with Transworld, or are they just there and bunches of people just sort of kind of get together and go visit them?
Yeah, so what they do typically is they offer discounts for a lot of our attendees, and those are on our website. Under the Escape Room City tab, you can click on local escape rooms in St. Louis, and, you know, they give you a discount to, you know, booking through the show. So if you're really interested in seeing more escape rooms and playing a bunch of them, there's a bunch in the St. Louis area, you know, that are ready for you guys to play.
Sounds like it's just going to be an awful good time here. Now, you know, when this airs, it's going to be early February. Transworld will be, gasp, about 6 weeks away. Is it too late for somebody who might be vending to apply, or somebody who might have a Christmas-based business to become a vendor? Is the show floor completely sold out at this point, or is there still time to
There's still space. I mean, we always have booths. Unfortunately, things happen, and, you know, people have to cancel. It's kind of the nature of the beast. So, you know, we sell booth space, God, up until the show doors open.
Okay.
So, you know, we don't have an abundance of it, but we always have, you know, some space left. So there's always space.
How about space for some of the classes and the seminars and the speed seminars? Do those sell out?
Yeah, I mean, those fill up. I mean, typically what ends up happening is on March 18th, where the deadline kind of switches from the discounts to paying, you know, the fees on site, you get the majority of everyone that signs up, you know, because that's just the nature of the beast. But things are starting to really fill up, surprisingly, more so than I thought at this time. You know, we're ahead in registration more so than we've ever been. Hotels are filling up faster. So there's just, you know, I definitely wouldn't wait on things. If there's certain things you want to do, you know, we have a capacity limit at City Museum. So, you know, depending on that, and then there's only a certain amount of seats for the Vampire Circus. So I definitely wouldn't wait too long to buy your tickets if you know it's something you want to do.
Absolutely. And one more thing, I do assume that once again you will be hosting the Oscars event.
Yes, that's a really good point. We absolutely have that, as well as the HAA auction. So, it's just a packed weekend. I mean, it really is. And you've got the State of the Industry, thing. And then don't forget, you have the Chaos Safety Seminars as well on Thursday, to help, teach people safety and how to be safe in their haunts and their Halloween attractions, or for that matter, any attraction that they run.
Can't go wrong with that. And the presentations of the HAA scholarships, I believe one is named after your father, will be presented at the Oscars this year?
Yes, it will, yes.
Fantastic. When is that? Is that Saturday?
Yes, that's Saturday night.
Okay. So you can go to the
Oscars. Typically, that's after the show floor closes.
Right.
I'm just checking to make sure, because we have so many different events. I don't want to give any incorrect information, but it usually is on Saturday. Let me just verify that. Friday night is the live auction, which starts at show close, and then it goes to about 7 o'clock, and that's an amazing thing. Everyone likes to be able to get some deals and get some amazing product. And then Saturday, you've got the Association Oscars. It starts at 5 o'clock, doors open, and runs till about 7:30. But before that, you also have the HAA State of the Industry, that's at the convention center,
right.
That's free to all attendees. So there's just, every night there's just so much.
I don't know how.
It just really is.
I don't know how people fit it all in. I assume they don't. That's why they keep coming back, because they have to see this, and they missed it last year, and so they have to come back and see it this year, and it's just... it's just a mess with all the stuff.
It's funny, because I was talking to John the Flamboy, who owns Hell's Gate and, is part of Statesville Haunted Prison and
sure.
is the owner of Zombie Army Productions. And he's like, Jen, you just exhaust me. Trans world is exhausting now. And he's right. I mean, there's so much to do.
Oh, it's about...
It's evolved over the years that way.
It's about an 11-hour drive for me from Charlotte to St. Louis, and I'll tell you what, it takes me several hours of driving on the interstate to decompress on Sundays, just to say, what did I just see? Holy cow, that was amazing. So, let's go through the who, what, where, whens, and whys. I know that, it's March 21st through the 24th, although some events will be starting on Wednesday before Thursday.
Right.
You've got everything going on, all the latest products will be out there, the biggest vendors in the industry, a lot of mid-range, even small first-time vendors are going to be out there making a name for themselves. Literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different things, from masks to animatronics, static props, costumes, ticketing, wristbands, insurance, giant mega inflatables, escape rooms, Christmas stuff this year. Again, this needs to be like a whole week-long convention just to take it all in.
It's funny. People were asking me if I could extend the hours, extend the days. I was like, I don't know. Just that's a decision we'll make after this year, but a lot of people feel like there just isn't enough days for everything.
There's just not enough hours in a day, You need to have like an overnight where some of these people can just, come in after the parties and all that.
Because, yeah.
When they've been drinking a little bit, boy, that wallet just kind of gets loose, doesn't it?
That's true. There's after parties to the after parties at this show. It's crazy.
So for people wanting more information, if you haven't already booked your hotels, and you better get them fast, because the host hotels are no doubt pretty much sold out at this point. You're thinking of coming down to St. Louis, centrally located, flights in every day, major interstates, everything. Where's the best place to register, get all this information, buy those speed seminars, buy those tours, buy City Museum, go check out the exhibitors floor, Big Scary Show booth 1444. Come on by, folks. And basically, everything Trans World 2019. You might even be able to vote on the new T-shirt design. I know Chad Savage has been putting that out on social media the last couple of days.
I think the second one is the winner.
We declared
a winner.
It was almost unanimous when I looked at it. I voted for the second one as well. I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was really great. Chad did a great job this year. So we'll be excited to see it on T-shirts and sweatshirts and long sleeve shirts. And this year we're rolling out some kids wear. And, I mean, we've got everything, a little something for everyone.
What about hoodies?
And we'll have hoodies.
Woohoo!
Love our hoodies.
Gotta love hoodies.
Haunters love their hoodies.
It's cold in October in half the country. Well, it's cold now.
I agree. I know. It's very cold, especially where I am in Chicago. It's very cold.
I pity you. It was a bone-numbing 40 here today. But anyway.
Oh, you poor thing.
I'm not saying a word. So, again, what is the best website, the best social media sites to get all this information checking out Transworld 2019 St. Louis, Missouri in March?
Well, I would say go to haashow.com, and that has everything, everything Transworld. So that'll have everything for the St. Louis show that you need. And then we also have, if you have any questions about Trans World Christmas Show, you've got twchristmasshow.com as well. But a lot of the seminars on parties are on both sites so that everyone can see what's everywhere, you know, what's going to be at the event.
And I know you have links to the Christmas show off haashow.com, as well as links to your escape room weekend seminar, a room escape tour. Are you doing a premiere show this year?
We are not doing a premiere show this year, but we did announce this year that Legendary Haunt Tour will be going to Atrox as well as Netherworld's new location in Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Woohoo! I am so excited, and the Big Scary Show has already been promoting that fast and heavy. So all the links to all the different Transworld shows that you'll be doing are on haashow.com, the number one place to get all things Transworld. We will certainly talk about the escape room tour. We will certainly talk about Midwest. We will certainly talk about Legendary a little bit later down the road. But for now, I want to thank Jen Braverman, who no doubt is just sleeping like 30 minutes a day, trying to get everything done here for Transworld 2019. The Big Scary Show is looking forward to being down there again, covering it as we do every year. We thank you very much for that opportunity. Once again, folks, haashow.com. Register today. Prices are going up March 18th for an awful lot of things, so get your tickets, get your passes, get whatever it takes to get to St. Louis March 21st through the 24th. Jen, any last words?
Sign up soon, and just we look forward to seeing everyone there in March. We've worked really hard, and everyone in the industry has worked hard. The exhibitors work hard to bring you the best products. The speakers work hard to bring you the best seminars, and social media works hard to get everyone there. So we just can't wait to hang out with everyone and just celebrate Halloween.
Absolutely.
In March.
And of course, don't forget the bar over at what used to be the Renaissance Hotel. I don't know what it is nowadays. We're always going to call it the Ren Bar. But once
the
again,
Ren
folks,
Bar.
HAAshow.com. Thank you, Jen Braverman, for talking to us here on the Big Scary News. My name is Drew Badger.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you in St. Louis.
Okay.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.